It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! Mom and light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. It's All Go in Venice. I have to say I've been enjoying the clips and, of course, the glamour.
The glamour and the standing ovations, these long standing ovations that seem to be, you know, it follows on from Cannes, they do it there, but obviously it's happening in Venice as well. There's been a lot of big films that have been screening so far with big standing ovations. I mean, Paolo Sorrentino had a new film, La Grazia, which kicked off the festival. 6.5 minute standing ovation for that. One that we're quite interested in because of, obviously, the Irish producers behind it, Element Pictures, is Yorgos Lanthimos's new film with Emma Stone starring in it, called Begonia. It got a 7 minute standing ovation. Actually, take a little listen to a clip from the film.
It all starts with something magnificent. A flower. Then a honeybee. The workers gather pollen for the queen.
Come on in, Corey.
But the bees, they're dying. And that's the way they planned it. To make us the same as the bees.
Let's go again.
But it is not in control anymore. We are.
How can you tell she's an alien?
Well, the signs are obvious.
Yes, from Yorgos Lanthimos. That was the voice of Jesse Plemons there. Emma Stone, as you said, starring in Begonia, and looks interesting. Now, we've a lot of stars, as you said, in Venice for the festival. George Clooney, of course, there.
George Clooney there for a film called J. Kelly, which is directed by Noah Baumbach. So if Yorgos can get 7 minutes, they'll raise you and get a 10 minute standing ovation for this one.
It's ridiculous, it really is.
It's just as ridiculous. What do you do for 10 minutes when you're just standing there clapping? I know, it's a bit bizarre. Yeah, Begonia is going to be out, by the way, in October. J. Kelly's going to be out in November, but take a listen to a clip from it.
And action. J. Kelly.
J. Kelly is a hero of cinema.
J. Kelly.
What do you say to people who say you only play yourself?
I think what you do is magic.
You know how difficult it is to be yourself? You try it.
You make movies. That's what the world wants from you.
Is that J. Kelly?
You're never alone.
Really? I think I'm always alone.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
J. Kelly.
We love him.
You love him. I work for him.
Yes, Laura Dern there at the end. And if you missed the title, it's J. Kelly.
It's J. Kelly. Yes. There you go.
And that's in cinemas when again?
That's in cinemas November 14th. They're all in for the Oscar race. That's what it is. These festivals launch the campaigns for them. So you'll be hearing a lot more about them.
Okay, that's going on. Venice, thanks for keeping us up to speed on all of that, Gareth. Now, Star Wars.
Star Wars. So production has begun on Star Wars Starfighter. This is Sean Levy is directing it. Ryan Gosling leading the cast. But the really exciting thing here, really, really exciting, is that a young Irish actor, Flynn Grey, has been cast in a co-lead role alongside Ryan Gosling. Now, in my travels as a film producer, I have met Flynn. He's an amazing young actor. He's got this real star quality about him, actually. So I'm not surprised to see him. But this, talk about a big stage to get cast on here. And they released a photo, sort of one photo at the start of the production. And he's there sitting. It was taken by Ed Miller showcasing them. And there he is, right beside Ryan Gosling for the start of this film. So amazing thing to this film won't be out until May 28, 2027, but they've lined up a really good cast because you've got Matt Smith, Mia Goth, you've got Aaron Pierre and Amy Adams also starring in it. And there's rumours that Eva Mendes, that's the wife of Ryan Gosling, is going to be actually starring in the film too. So there you go. We look forward to that.
Flynn Grey. Can't wait to see him in it. Congratulations to Flynn Grey. That's fantastic news. Now, Bryan Singer.
Bryan Singer, we have not heard of Bryan Singer in a while. It's about 8 years since his sort of career derailed. There was sort of an article that came out that contained sort of allegations of misconduct. So he's kind of been off the scene. But Variety have reported that the filmmaker has quietly directed an indie period drama starring John Voight, which is reportedly set in the Lebanon in the 1970s, 1980s sort of time period when it was occupied. The film deals with a father and son story, one of whom is an architect architect looking for redemption and is set amid the backdrop of the occupation of Lebanon. So the last film that Singer would have been involved with was Bohemian Rhapsody, but of course he was replaced on that film by Dexter Fletcher. So it'll be really interesting to see, that he did big movies when you think about it, Usual Suspects, Superman Returns, X-Men. So yeah, this film has already been shot. So we'll wait to hear release details.
I'll write you some casting news for us.
Anna Kendrick and Seth Rogen are in negotiations to star in a comedy called Babies, which will be directed by Lauren Miller Rogen from an original screenplay. So in it, a struggling with the decision of whether or not to bring a child into the world, Annie, played by Kendrick, and her husband Aaron, played by Seth Rogen, become instant co-parents when their newly divorced friends move into their home with a three-year-old. So they're planning to shoot this one in Los Angeles in November. We've got some other casting news. When this one's not called Babies, it's called Rose's Baby. And Antonio Banderas stars in it. It's a romantic dramedy. And Eve Birthistle is also in the cast.
Right.
And Forest Whitaker and Richard E. Grant. The filming for this one has started already in London. Story here follows a husband and ex-wife as they attempt to set aside the drama of their messy divorce for the sake of their daughter, Rose. As I said, filming started for that one August 4th in London.
Now, tell us about this thriller, Casey Affleck attached to it?
Yes, and Pete Davidson as well, set to be directed by Doug Liman, and it's called Killing Satoshi, and basically it's a kind of, it explores the big mystery of the secret identity of the elusive Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin.
Okay.
So it's a kind of a film that's going to weave together political intrigue, high-tech espionage, and a race against time as forces across the globe spanning governments, Wall Street and Silicon Valley wage an all-out battle for control when it comes to Bitcoin, said to have a personal fortune of $64 billion and then sort of disappeared as well. So Lehman, if you remember, we reported was set to do that Tom Cruise movie, Deeper.
That's right.
And that, that got put to one side. So this is obviously what he's going to do now instead.
Shelved for now, as they say, isn't it?
Shelved for now.
Okay.
That's it. Yep.
It's been quite a week for trailers and quite a week for the Irish in trailers. Let's take a first listen to Hamnet, starring Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal.
Tell me a story.
What story would you like?
Something that moves you.
Is it true you know everything about a person by touching them here?
Not everything.
You touched me here, what did you see?
I saw a landscape.
Saw a landscape?
Mm-hmm. Spaces, caves, tunnels and oceans, undiscovered countries.
Will you be brave?
Yes.
Will you be brave?
Deep, dark, black void.
Yeah, so great to see Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal together. It's a stunning looking trailer, well worth looking at if you haven't checked it out. It looks great, doesn't it, Gert?
Yeah, and Chloe Zhao is directing here, the Academy Award winner. And this is based on the novel by Maggie O'Farrell, so people will be familiar with it. And Hamnet tells the powerful story of love and loss that inspired the creation of Shakespeare's timeless masterpiece. Big producers involved as well from Steven Spielberg and Sam Mendes. So this is going to be released November 27th. And again, probably in that corridor of the golden trophy that everybody strives for at this stage. So great, isn't it wonderful to see such talent on the screen?
Isn't it just? I can't wait to see that one. Now we've a new one from Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, and I like the sound of this as well because it's inspired by John Bishop. You know John Bishop, the comedian?
Yeah.
It's inspired by his story. Now they've adapted it for the US. Will Arnett is the lead role here. Laura Dern also starring. Kieran Hines also in the movie as well. But take a quick listen to Bradley Cooper's film, which is called Is This Thing On?
Yeah, we hear Kieran Hines at the end of this clip.
Tell a joke.
I think I'm getting a divorce. What tipped me off was that I'm living in an apartment on my own. Yeah. And my wife and kids don't live there. That was probably the biggest clue.
Not exactly sure what happened.
came home from work one day. Someone said, is this thing over? Pretty sure it was her. Probably should have paid attention. That's what she meant about not paying attention.
So what, you like, you tell jokes? And...
Well, I mean, I try. It's more like kind of funny stories from my life. And...
Oh, honey, what? I had no idea your life was this bad.
Now, what's funny about your life?
This is why she threw you out! Are you going to be okay?
I'm going to be okay. I'll be okay.
Yeah, interesting one from Bradley Cooper going from Maestro to this, but a nice cast in there.
Nice cast in there. Film looks good too. I mean, we don't have a release date for it here yet. I know it's going to be out in the States in December, so we'll keep you posted. For now, do check out the trailer for Is This Thing On?
Is This Thing On? Let's check out new releases in cinemas this weekend. Staying Irish to begin, Cork to begin. This is Christy.
Do you have any idea what you're throwing away, boy? You're never going to get a foster home like that again.
You're Shane's brother, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Christy.
Where'd you get the chain?
It was Mam's.
It's unbelievable technique.
You must have been watching Mary Poppins, oh yeah?
Christy, is someone here for you? Hey?
Not in bed after work.
Come on, don't be boring.
What's Shane like then?
You don't really know him, do you?
Right, lads, let's go! You have no idea, boy. I'm the only one who ever looked after you. I didn't ask you to do it, did I?
Just can't let the past get you down. You can't have a future.
Yeah, that is Christy Garrett.
Talking about the excitement of Irish talent on screen. Here exactly. We're seeing it on screen and behind the camera as well. Brendan Canty directing his directorial debut about two estranged brothers with checkered childhoods in the care system. They suddenly find themselves living under the same roof and they must now reconcile their past and make decisions about their future. Danny Power, Dermot Noyes starring in it. It'd be great to see people head along to the cinema to see this.
Yeah, I would
Irish
say go
film.
Along to see it. It's Cork is a central character, no doubt about it. But a really good cast. Danny Power and Dermot Noyes, you mentioned there, really impressive in it. But an awful lot of young actors too. And that clip is quite serious, but there's an awful lot of humour in it as well, largely brought through the young cast members in it. So there's this lovely balance between the darkness and light, if you like, and comedy and more serious points made in it. But a really, really strong debut from Brendan Canty. That is Christy. Go see it in cinemas this weekend. We also have Caught Stealing.
We're going to have Caught Stealing with Austin Butler here leading the cast. No doubt you're going to tell me about the cat that plays an important role in this film as well. But a burnt out ex-baseball player, Hank, unexpectedly finds himself embroiled in a dangerous struggle for survival amidst the criminal underworld of 1990s New York City.
Oh yeah, go see it for the cat. That's all I have to say about it now. I have to say, Austin Butler, great leading man in this. This is what we'd call a caper. You know, if you think of sort of Hitchcock's North by Northwest, Ordinary Man on the Run, it has that kind of feel to it. It is very specifically 1998 New York, and that kind of era is captured brilliantly by Darren Aronofsky. There is humour in there, but there is violence in there too, but it's worth a watch, no doubt about it. That is Caught Stealing. We have The Roses.
We have The Roses with a good cast, Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch starring, and a good director as well when it comes to comedy chops. That's Jay Roach, and this is basically the War of the Roses, where picture perfect couple are they just start rowing and it just escalates after the husband's professional dreams come crashing down.
Yeah, some of it is very funny. It doesn't all work. There's both tension and tragedy in there, but definitely some enjoyable moments. And nice to see Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch fighting against each other. A couple more to mention.
We've got Little Trouble Girls, which is about a 16-year-old who joins Catholic school choir, befriends a senior, and during the choir retreat at the convent, attraction to a restoration worker creates tension and challenges. Then we have Young Mothers as well. This explores the lives of underprivileged teenagers as they grapple with the challenges of parenting a newborn whilst managing their own troubled backgrounds and complex family dynamics. And then for streaming on Netflix, you've got The Thursday Murder Club with a very big cast here. Helen Mirren, Pierce Brosnan, Ben Kingsley. You've got Chris Columbus directing it, and it's about four retirees who spend their time solving cold case murders for fun, but then they find themselves with a real whodunit on their hands.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, you've read the book, now see it on the big screen, or the small screen in this case. You can watch it on Netflix. It's there now. Really serious cast. It's that kind of cosy film of a Sunday evening to sit in for. It'll do nicely. What about a TV movie for us?
Well, let's stay with our Irish theme of really good movies. And this is written by Mark O'Halloran, really nicely written and yes, beautifully performed by Tom Vall Lawler, actually, as Colm, a 40-something husband and father of two, is a manager at Dublin Docks. And after the death of his dad, his life is turned upside down and things go from bad to worse when he is made redundant. Tom Glyn Kearney and Monica Dolan also co-starring. This one is called Rialto and it's on RT2. It's on at 11:45 tonight. It's definitely worth a watch.
It certainly is. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.